Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to go over the WaterTech battery-operated cleaners. I'm going to go ahead and give you a guide as to which of these battery cleaners would be best for your use. There's a lot of different models, so I'll go ahead and suggest different models for different usage and go over the reasons why I like the WaterTech battery-operated vacuum so much. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So WaterTech has come a long way with the battery-powered vacuums. At the beginning, they had a lot of failures because, to be honest with you, it was hard to design one of these things and keep them 100% water sealed because the charging port used to be either a little thing you unscrewed or the back of the vacuum would open up and that's how you would charge the cleaner. But of course now almost all of their cleaners are water sealed and rechargeable with not having to open them up, so it doesn't expose the battery chamber or charging area to water, which makes them a lot better. And I would say this is probably one of the key things that has changed over the last couple years with their product line to make them last longer and not have the user error of water getting in there and causing the vacuum to fail. So if you've never used one of the WaterTech battery-powered vacuums, I think it's a great time to get one because of the great improvements in the technology with these cleaners and also the increase in the power. So they always refine things and make them better. And some of these are really powerful. I would say the most powerful ones are the ones that they sell for commercial use, and these are the Precision 2.0 Li, the Pro 900, and the Pro 1500. So I liken the power of these to, if you ever vacuumed your pool, let's say you have an automatic cleaner on your pool and it's connected to your skimmer or side port, and if you ever attached a manual vacuum head to that and just used that line to vacuum your pool without changing the valve to increase the suction. So that's kind of like how much suction these cleaners actually have at the very high end for the professional models. It's really, they're really made to vacuum an entire pool and save you time manual vacuuming a pool with a system vacuum attached to the pool pump. With some limitations, of course, with large leaf debris or pools with heavy debris in them. But these really do serve a purpose of being an in-between cleaner between skimming your pool, manually vacuuming the pool, or using a vacuum system. And I really think that they are a great product if you do pool service or if you're a homeowner looking for a simple way to vacuum your pool or spot vacuum your pool. These vacuums, these cordless battery-powered vacuums, are super handy. Another feature that was upgraded in most of these models is that now they're lithium-ion. They have lithium-ion batteries in them now, so they're going to last a lot longer. You can recharge them a lot more than the previous models that had the standard battery in there, so definitely they're much longer lasting, and therefore the warranty has increased in a lot of the units. A lot of them have a 2-year warranty now because the manufacturer knows that they're going to last at least 2 years with no problems. So you'll find a lot of the units have a 2-year warranty on them, because the manufacturer, again, knows with the lithium-ion battery and making them completely water-sealed will make these vacuums last a lot longer. So let's talk about the different models of these vacuums and how to actually choose one. So if you have a above-ground hot tub or you're just going to use it to vacuum your spa out, you definitely could get away with their light-duty use models, which I think the best models on that category is the AquaBroom Sweep XL or the Hydro 100. And these are really nice because they are completely rechargeable. So the base comes off and you can recharge them. they have the other models like the traditional Aqua Broom or the Aqua Broom XL. These all require D batteries in them, which is not a bad thing. It's just that you have to purchase the D batteries, where I prefer just recharging them. I think it's more economical to recharge them when you need to versus replacing the D batteries. And I think the water seal is probably better with the fact that it's a rechargeable base and the batteries don't have to get exposed to any kind of water. So again, that was the Aqua Broom Sweep XL and the Hydro 100. I've done YouTube videos on both of these models, as well as the other ones that require the D batteries. So these would be great for your hot tub or a small above ground pool or a kiddie pool. A good thing about them too is they don't need a lot of water to be submerged in for them to work. So shallow water, these work really well. And the debris bag, although it's small, does pick up a surprising amount of debris. The next step up would be the medium use one. So if you're spot vacuuming your pool, let's say you have an automatic cleaner and you just want to use something to vacuum your spa or just spot vacuum the pool, the step area, you can go for one of these medium duty units. The number one selling vacuum, believe it or not, is the Catfish. And that's like it's not the greatest as far as the size to pick up debris. The bag's relatively small, but it's good for spot vacuuming for sure. So that's been their number one seller in the medium duty use market. And of course, I like the Volt lineup. So I like the Volt FX4Li, and I like the other versions without the debris bag. They have a chamber and they have a cone. So I like the Hydro 500, and I also like the Pulse. These are also, I've also reviewed these on my channel. So those are really great cleaners. So if you're looking for one that picks up a good amount of debris without having to worry about the bag, the Hydro 500 is good. The only drawback with the Hydro 500 is the handle is plastic, so you gotta be careful you don't snap it off when you're using it. The Pulse, I think, is better because it has a mountable recharging area, plus the handle is metal. The only problem with the Pulse is that the debris chamber sometimes can be hard to open, but I think they remodeled that and gave it a new debris chamber so you can easily open it, because the old one was kind of hard to open. So it looks like they've remodeled that one with a little latch handle so you can open that one easier. So I would recommend those two cleaners, the Hydro 500 or the Pulse, or even the FX4Li, as your medium duty use. I like the Catfish, but I think the debris chamber is too small for most uses, so I would probably pass on that one and go with their newer models, which are better. And then of course you have the heavy deuce models or the ultra heavy models, which would be the Pool Blaster Max Li or the Max CG. The Max CG and the Max HD and the Volt FX8Li have a little bit more power than the Max Li, so I would definitely, if you're looking for something with more power to use maybe for pool service or for more heavy duty use, whereas you're going to vacuum your entire pool, I would say that I would go with the Volt FX8Li or the Max HD or the Max Li CG. And of course, all these models can be found on their website. I probably should have given you that at the beginning of the podcast. You can look them up. But their website is watertechcorp.com. Again, that's watertechcorp.com. And you can see the different models listed there, and also their ratings and kind of which category they fit in. And that's what I'm looking at right now when I'm doing this podcast. So I've also tested and filmed all of their heavy duty use and heavy use cleaners. I really like the Max, Pool Blaster Max, because it's what I would consider an all-purpose vacuum. You can use it to spot vacuum, to completely vacuum a pool or spa. And it's very compact, so you don't have to worry about it being bulky, or you can use it in shallow water also. That's the advantage of that. The Volt FX8Li is a pretty big vacuum. It doesn't look that big in the photo, but it's a pretty big vacuum. It's much bigger than the Max, the Pool Blaster Max Li. And so it does require a little more depth of water, and it's a big cleaner, so be aware of that. But I like it. It's one of my go-to cleaners. If you do pool service, I always recommend getting the Volt FX8Li to start with, to kind of get your feet wet with the battery-operated cleaners. And of course, as you go up in the model sizes, the price goes up, but it's not significantly dramatic. So for instance, I think the Volt FX8Li is like $250. The max CG is around 230 or something around there. And then if you go to the medium duty use, you can get them for like 130 or 150. And then, of course, the small ones for the spa start at like $40 and maybe go up to 60 or 70. So the price point is actually really affordable for these cleaners for what they actually do. And I think they definitely do a great job in picking up dirt and leaf debris. If you get the Pool Blaster Max LI or the Volt FX8, you can, and also the FX4, anything with a bag in there, you can actually use the sand silt bag, which is really great at picking up finer particles and even diatomaceous earth. I've used those to pick up diatomaceous earth. And I'll probably do a separate podcast on the commercial use version, which is the Precision 2.0 LI for you. And they've upgraded a few of the features there also. So I'll save that one for a separate podcast. But basically, you would pick the WaterTech cleaner that you would need depending on the usage. So again, if you just have a above-ground hot tub, there's no need to get the, you know, the Volt FX8. You would just get one of the smaller cleaners for your hot tub. And if you just spot vacuum your pool, you could definitely get away with the medium-duty cleaner. And if you're going to use the pool to completely vacuum your pool, above ground pool or in ground pool, you definitely want to get a heavy duty use unit or an ultra heavy duty use unit so that you can vacuum your pool. And the lifetime of the batteries are all pretty similar. The more expensive ones, the batteries last longer, about an hour of use. And then you have the light duty ones, which probably last about 30 minutes or so. And then the medium duty ones last about 40 minutes. So the battery life also is related to the size of the cleaner and also the power. The larger ones, the heavy-duty use ones, will have more power, more suction than the light-duty. But to me, surprisingly, they all seem like they have really good suction, and you'll be really impressed with these vacuums. It doesn't seem like they would. You would think they're more like a toy or something, the way they look. But the power is actually pretty impressive in them, so they'll pick up leaf debris as well as dirt. And you'll really be impressed by them. I think it's a great company that makes a great product. And of course, the warranty has been extended on some of the models. You could find the warranty information listed right next to the image of each cleaner. And I definitely would recommend getting the one with the longer warranty just because it's worth it. But there's definitely a lot of different models to choose from. And of course, if you have any questions regarding a certain model, you can definitely email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And you can, of course, you can post a question on one of the videos on YouTube of these cleaners, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. So I'm pretty familiar with all the models, and I can definitely direct you for the right choice. And if you're looking for specific models, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and I have a webpage that links you to the different models and the videos of them so that you can actually watch them in action and judge from yourself which one you want to get. And if you do pool service for a living and you want to enhance your business, or if you have any questions, you can definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. You can text me or call me in real time as a member of the group. Plus, there's a lot of great discounts and benefits. Again, you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.